The Democratic Alliance is just back from a visit to Melmoth in KZN, where we have gone to see for ourselves the frustrations that certain community members on the ground is sitting with. This after they have been successful in land claims in Melmoth area. The land has been restored to them, but some community members have been struggling to get title deed to their lands. And in other cases, a third-party agreement was entered into between the state and another party to be the custodianship caretakers on their land. The Democratic Alliance will write to Parliament to request a joint hearing before the Trade and Industry and Agriculture Land Reform and Rural Development Committees. This is to allow the affected communities to present their case and the challenges they have gone through as they struggle to secure title to their land. We will also write to the Auditor General to request a full audit of all the funds that were transferred to this third party by the Department of Agriculture and Rural Development. Transferring restitution rights to the rightful owners has always been a challenge for the department, and the Melmoth issue is just a tip of the iceberg. I have received a reply from Minister Dedeza that revealed that there are countless other communities across the country who are yet to obtain rights to their land despite acquiring through land restitution. The state custodianship of land, as advocated by the ANC-EFF coalition through the Amendment of 25 of the Constitution to allow for expropriation without compensation, will worsen the plight of tens of thousands of restitution claimants who are actually still now waiting for years to have their cases settled.